Should we start?
Yeah, we should have to start.
Okay. So, what's the best thing about working for Cambridge House?
One of the best things is actually, I think, the best things are the people who I get to work with every day. And that, you know, ranges from the people, the professionals who I work with, who have, you know, some of whom have sort of decades experience in working to tackle social injustice and are simply extraordinary, wise and talented people, and I'm very, very privileged to be able to work alongside them. And also there are the people who we work with, our service users, and you get to meet some really quite special and quite resilient and tough people going through really difficult periods in their lives, but who sort of, you know, you come to admire for what they are capable of and what they do, and you can feel very sort of, yeah, you feel you can come actually quite close to people.
Could you tell me about maybe one of your service users that has particularly kind of resonated with you during your time there?
Yeah, there was a young man called Ben who worked with one of our youth programs, and he was living in Brixton, or he still is living in Brixton, and he was obviously not going through a particularly good time of it. You know, real issues at home, there really wasn't much money, he was involved in a gang, he had a minor criminal record, which meant that he was finding it really difficult to get any work. He was 19 at this stage, and he also had a young son. So he was really having quite a tough time of it when we sort of first met him. And I remember him because he was this sort of really sort of great sort of vibrant personality, but going through this really, really difficult period in his life.
And how did Cambridge House work with him?
So he we found him doing outreach on the estate where he lived. And he then started attending our sessions, first the drop-in sessions, and we were sort of supporting him, just giving him sort of advice for various things. You know, for example, we helped out his family when it came to a housing issue where they were at risk of being evicted. That provided him with a more sort of secure and stable living environment. We started attending sessions, thinking about his future and different skills he might develop, and working in producing a more positive peer environment for him. And, you know, he made a different set of friends through coming to the programme, gained confidence being outside of Brixton, which is quite a big thing. And this meant that he was sort of able to move away from some of the more negative peer groups he'd been hanging around with, and also start to sort of develop his own interests a little bit more. For example, he developed quite a strong interest in, strangely enough, the financial markets, and he actually was really quite good at analysing charts and patterns and looking at the news and understanding, you know, he was getting his head around sort of macroeconomics in a really quite impressive way. I mean, I can't remember what his grades were at school, but they weren't great, and, you know, it was really quite impressive stuff, and I just remember being really struck by it. Yeah.
Do you know where he is now and how he's doing?
Yeah, and he's, yeah, this is the thing, like, he's done really, really well. Like, you know, he's gone from, well, basically having a source of income which was illegal, to now having a part-time job, which is actually getting in a decent amount of money. So he's able to support himself and his son, and he's still living with his mum, and that's stabilised quite a big way. He's now doing, he's spending literally every waking hour that he's not working and looking after his son, learning about financial markets and learning about doing a bit of trading here and there. And he's probably, we're trying to get him sorted with doing some shadowing, you know, maybe at one of the big places up in town, so you can learn a little bit about these places, because, you know, sort of the sky's the limit, really. There's nothing that says you won't be able to work at Goldman Sachs one day if he wants to, and that's really, really exciting prospect. And just to see that transition from when, honestly, he wouldn't really leave Brixton full stop, to where he's thinking in a very genuine way about working in the city and having a successful career in something like finance is quite extraordinary, and I don't think we'll ever forget it.
Excellent.